You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Carrie Allen reports in the Chatham Courier that Chatham schools need a new superintendent, and on June 7th, the board explained how the process of hiring will work. The board wants to announce a new superintendent in mid-January and have hired consultant Lucy Martin to meet with the administration, students, teachers, non-instructional staff, and the community beginning September 12th with school staff. Quote, "We want good, honest feedback. We need to hear it all," end quote, Board President Melanie Spock said during the meeting. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. Casey Seiler in Capital Confidential reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo is putting the blame on state lawmakers for not passing any ethics reform this session, even after leaders of the Assembly and Senate were recently sentenced to prison on corruption charges. Quote, "I have proposed it. I proposed it starting January. They do not want to pass it," end quote, Cuomo said, referring to several proposals he mentioned in January's State of the State address and has rarely mentioned since. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Julia Reichel reports in the Watershed Post that the Onteora Central School District Board of Education voted 5-2 on June 7th to switch the school's Indians mascot, changing their team names to the Eagles. The Ulster County School District previously changed the name in the year 2000, which exploded into a bitter culture war with death threats, vandalized tires, and national coverage in the New York Times. Jack Warren, a senior at Onteora High School and the vice president of Onteora's Human Rights Club, said, quote, "There are plenty of people who are upset, and they have every right to be. The mascot meant a lot to them, but it was time for it to go. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't mourn the loss of it," end quote. In Greene County, the Coxsackie Athens School also uses the Indians' nickname. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Scott Waldeman in Politico New York reports that since blood results were released June 3rd, residents of Hoosick Falls and politicians representing them continue to call for hearings in Albany about the water poisoning. The story says the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo has not released the full results, telling reporters instead that the results range from, quote, non-detect to, quote, greater than 200 parts per billion, although Hoosick Falls residents are saying they received much higher results. Richard Clapp, professor of epidemiology at the Boston University School of Public Health, wants the state to show the geographic distribution of test results to find areas where exposures may be higher. On June 7th, U.S. Representative Kathleen Rice of Long Island became the highest-ranking Democrat to call for hearings on how the state and federal government handled the Hoosick Falls crisis. Representative Chris Gibson previously announced support for hearings, and on June 9th, State Assemblymember Steve McLaughlin, Republican from Melrose, waged a Twitter war against Cuomo's lack of action on the water issue in Hoosick Falls, and Kemp Hannon, the chair of the New York State Senate's Health Committee, about why he is not holding hearings. Waldeman reports there is little interest anywhere in Albany for hearings. Quote, "Senate GOP Majority Leader John Flanagan walked away from a reporter on Monday rather than answer a question as to why he has not called for legislative hearings into water quality issues around the state." On Tuesday, Basil Sejos, acting commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation, left his bag behind because he skipped out of a committee hearing so quickly before a reporter could ask him questions, end quote, Waldeman wrote. Hoosick Falls is not the only community currently facing PFOA contamination in New York, with nearby Petersburg suffering a similar problem in its municipal water supply. And Newburgh has recently tested positive for a high level of PFOS, or perfluorooctane sulfonic acid, which is similar to PFOA. Read the full story in Politico New York. This has been the WGXC News Update.